When we took a break, he played me a few tracks by a kid named Marshall that he was producing. It was dope. I loved the sarcasm, the cockiness, the arrogance, the creativity, and all the shit-talking. It really resonated with me in a strong way. There were a few lines that I thought were very good, but he had this one. How can I be white? I don't even exist. Role model. That one stayed with me. When I first met Marshall, I ran that line by him, and I think it took him by surprise. I had no idea how much he was into my music growing up. I was glad to discover that he's a humble guy, that he saves it for the music, and that in person, he's none of what he is on record. We've met on quite a few occasions since then. We've talked and vibed, and we have a great friendship. Marshall's a real talented guy, a great writer. He's witty and willing to take risks, which is important if you're going to have a long career in this business. If you do what we do, and you get that break and become a successful artist, you go through that honeymoon phase. At that point, you're so popular and the public is so in love with you that you can take a shit on a fucking cookie, and everybody will love it. Enjoy that, because after the honeymoon is over, you actually have to stand up and make something that tastes good. That was the true test, and Marshall passed it. When I look at what it means to be a true artist, it's not about the first 5, 7, or even 10 years. To me, it's what you're doing after that, if you're doing anything at all. The biggest challenge is to not be above it all, to keep caring if you're successful. Hip-hop is funny because the more successful you become, the less people think you care about the art itself, especially if you start to display the trappings of success. In hip-hop, present-day success can cannibalize your future success. Let me be specific with you. If you're purely living in hip-hop culture, you won't have an issue. But if you're successful in rap music and don't continue to live in hip-hop culture, you'll run into trouble. Subconsciously, hip-hop fans recognize this when they see it because hip-hop is an attitude, it's a mindset, and it's a way of life. KRS-One said it best when he said, "Rap is something you do. Hip-hop is something you live." If you're successful and continue to live within hip-hop culture, you'll be fine. Step too far outside of where you're from, and you'll definitely get spanked. M has done a good job of staying close to what he is and what he believes in. He hasn't deviated from who he is, and he's made some creative choices as a rapper. He's ventured outside his base, but he's always circled back. He's had the normal ups and downs of any post-honeymoon phase rapper and come out fine. He's still doing big shows and touring the world. He's got a real career, and you gotta respect that. He's never followed, and he's trusted his own creative voice and vision. Those are the keys. When the metric for success is your love for the project and the inspiration it creates, for others as well as for you, then you're in good shape. When you start paying too much attention to what people are writing or saying about you or your sales or streams, you're in trouble. At that point, you're not an artist. You're a song maker. You're a hack. It's better to be an artist who hasn't sold a million but is supremely respected by your peers. If you get both of those things, great. But it's about being true to your art. Do that and believe me, the rest follows. M got both. But we can't ignore the level that his career has gone to simply because he's white. There are certain states in America, media organizations, corporate sponsors, and doors that are open for him because of his skin color. Those doors were not and will not be open for me or other black artists. It's not everybody, but certain organizations feel a certain way about black artists that they don't about white ones. This isn't new, and it hasn't changed. When Run-DMC, Beastie Boys, and I were all coming up together, Beastie Boys were being played on radio stations that wouldn't even consider playing my stuff, even if it was the same shit. And in some ways, it was, because we were all on the same label, and Rick Rubin produced all of us. M can attribute a great portion of his success, the more commercial side of what he's done, to that little extra turbo boost he gets from being white. That being said, it would be unfair to even suggest that his color is the only reason he's successful and that he has no talent. It's nothing for black artists to be bitter about because